This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
101.9 Chai FM. I'm Benji Shulman, and this is the New Blue Review. We've been following the issue of Leila Khaled Drive in the city for quite a number of weeks. And the person we've been talking to is Rob Hutchinson from Dear South Africa, who has been collecting comments on the public's engagement with this thing. And he joins us. How are you doing, Rob?
Fantastically well. And yourself, Benji?
I'm doing very, very well. Thank you. Rob, you guys there at Dear South Africa, you were collecting comments. What has been the reaction of people, and has it been substantial?
It has been incredibly more than substantial. One of the biggest campaigns I think we've run on a municipal local government level, with a total of well over 30,000 people. In fact, 31,385 at the final tally. It's been phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal, which shows that it's quite a sensitive issue for a number of people, a large community of people, and way beyond. And it's great to see that there was a participation not only from people who live in the city of Joburg municipality, but from the entire country and even abroad, which just shows you that South Africans living everywhere are concerned about name changes and should they be done, and are they politically motivated, and other social issues related to this name change in particular. Now, there's been so many changes over the past couple of months, Benji, that I think South Africans have just had enough. And this name change, gathering from the comments, does seem completely unnecessary. If you want me, I can go through the actual breakdown. Let's
because I have a question about some of the other comments that came in. But we got around 30,000 comments on your page. Just give us a breakdown of, first of all, what was the percentage or the amount of people who opposed, and some people. I mean, there's some people always for these things. So what was the opposition versus support, and then for what reasons were people concerned about this name change?
Well, it was an overwhelming do not support it in any way whatsoever. In fact, 29 out of the 31,000, 29,332 said they do not support it in any way whatsoever, with the main reason being that the icon is not South African. Now, that is completely in line with the renaming policy of the city. The person who they rename it to has to be South African, or it has to be a South African place, or something to do with South African heritage. So I think the public quite understood that this icon is not, Leila Khaled is not a South African, and this contravenes the policy. People who support it outright, 1,855. And most of those state no concern or political motivation, interestingly enough, as their main reason. Again, referring back to Leila Khaled as the icon who represents the fight against apartheid South Africa.
Rob, I'm interested in your perspective here, because we saw over the weekend that MMC for Community Development, former mayor Kabelo Kamwanda, so he's been arrested for fraud. This was something that was brought to everyone's attention almost as soon as he became the mayor, and they got rid of him, etc. Now, what's interesting about it is he received, he claims, 75,000 comments in paper, from various ANC type people. But Martin Williams from the DA, who also put in a number of comments, said that the comments that have been brought in, there's no names, there's no proper comments, there's no email address, and they're almost like, you know, he's not saying that there is something wrong, but he was kind of hinting very strongly that somehow these had been not properly engaged in terms of comments. I mean, is that something that you find sometimes with these comment periods?
Definitely, definitely. No, that's why we go through a strict process there. You have to be a real person. You have to provide your name and other details. And of course, the system does check if it's all originating from the same internet connection or computer and so on. A lot of the problem with handwritten submissions is exactly as you've just pointed out. It's, you don't know who they are. You don't know if they're real. And if they don't have any contact details or identification markers, an ID number or an email address or even a telephone number, then they cannot be considered as valid submissions in any way whatsoever. And if they're all provided by one individual or one source, then it stands to reason that it's a petition rather than valid public submission, and that will generally be counted as a single submission.
Very interesting.
If they're all against.
Yes, no. I mean, interesting to see how the city then deals with this number, because it is interesting to me. The city hasn't really said how many submissions they got in that they think is valid, but they were talking about 60,000 odd. We know that, you know, obviously you telling us 29,000 from your side. The DA, who also said that overwhelmingly was opposed, there was about 5,000. The Zionist Fed did one. The Board of Deputies did one, and together those were probably another 5,000. So you're potentially looking at about 40,000 plus out of a 60,000 comment thing that was really opposed to this thing, and the city will have to take this into account when they now take the public participation forward, especially since Kabila Gwanda, when he received it, said, look, you know, we're not really taking this comment stuff seriously. We just had to do it. And then, you know, the city's made a decision. But then the city came out with a statement saying, well, actually, you know, there wasn't directly contradicting him, but they were kind of saying, well, you know, we are going to put a report, and it is going to have to sit through council. So there may have, this yep. is, looks like it's going to run up quite a lot.
Yeah, no, it is. You know, for a city official to say something like that the decision has already been made, and despite the public input, is opening himself up for a legal case and a legal challenge, because that's not due process in any way whatsoever. I cannot make a decision before considering the input from the public. It's actually constitutionally mandated that the public must be involved in policy decisions and policy formation, and this is a part of the policy that involves name changing. So the city will have to consider each individual submission. They might even have to show proof that they've considered it and acknowledged each individual submission, and then take those into account. There's always a chance that the city can ignore them and go ahead. However, that is why we have collected the data, and other parties have collected the data, because that'll open them up to a significant and rather costly court challenge at the end of the day.
Yeah, and I think that is the point, and that's why you do this kind of thing. So well done, Rob. Thank you so much for that. And I think it was clearly a good piece of public participation. And I guess thank you to all the listeners who took the time to get out there and really comment. You know, we always like to tell people to comment on the show, on the various things that are going on in Dear South Africa. And really, people... took the opportunity this time. So thank you to the listeners for doing that.
Also extend exactly the same thanks. Like I said, it was one of the biggest, most productive, really good comments that came through. People saw that it wasn't just a voting system. It was actually time opportunity for that to have their say. And I'm absolutely positive that considering the number of participants and the quality thereof, that the city will make the correct decision according to what the public has requested. Thank you.
Oh, there you go. Rob Hutchinson there from Dear South Africa. Thank you so much for joining us as always. And we'll get back to harassing Parliament, not cities, when we chat to you again next week.
Fantastic. Thanks, Benji. Have a good one.
There we go. Dear South Africa's Rob Hutchinson.